Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Honey and the Valley of the Horses, written by Wendy Orr and read by Meg McKibben. In the mountains there was a valley, and in the valley were the horses. There was a rainforest too, with trees, berry bushes and flowers, and strong swinging vines. There were birds and butterflies fluttering, cheeping and calling. There was a river that circled the mountain like a castle moat and sent a clear, rippling creek into the valley. Near the creek, there was a white and blue van with an ice cream painted on the side. And in the van, there was a family. But it was the horses that started it all, thought Honey. Without the horses, the family wouldn't be here, and they wouldn't be happy. Because when Honey was four and Rumi was a tiny baby, a terrible sickness swept the world. Grumpa died, and Nan Nan's grief locked her in like a nut in a shell. The world they'd always known became as strange and scary as a house with its roof blown away. The city was grey and quiet, and in the street in front of their flat, the white and blue ice cream van sat lonely and still. Nan Nan cried every time she saw it, and sometimes Papa did too, because it wasn't an ice cream van anymore. Grandpa had loved driving around selling ice cream to happy people, but when the world got sick, he and Nan Nan turned the van into a camper. It was all ready for the great expedition they'd planned, but now it looked as if it would never move again. "It wouldn't be the same doing it on my own," said Nan Nan. "We'll all go," said Mama. "It's time to get out of this sad old world," said Papa. "Let's have an adventure instead." So they packed up clothes, books, toys, and everything Honey and baby Rumi might want for a long trip till the world felt safe again. Mama was an editor. She packed a manuscript that was just a thick stack of typed pages now, but would be a book next year. She'd already emailed its author about all the ways it could be even better, but she wanted to read it one more time in case there was a final suggestion that would make it absolutely perfect. She could do that from anywhere. Papa was a mechanic. He couldn't fix cars in a garage while the world was sick, but he could fix the van if it ever broke down, so they didn't need to worry about getting stuck anywhere.